This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 2 decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my trusted co-host today, have my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
Also have the rock star, Tom Turbrock.
Good afternoon, you too. How are you guys?
Doing great. How about you, Tom?
It's been great because the week started out cold as can be.
I
and
know,
we got
right?
the January thaw going. I got my shorts
we do.
On.
It's shorts with the long sleeve shirts, perfect, right?
It works. It
you,
works.
You yeah. look like a high school kid
good.
Doing that.
A fashion statement, absolutely.
The high school kids would be wearing the hoodies with the cargo shorts.
It's right. It's like exactly. That don't make sense.
Yeah, right. If the schools don't put a limit on how long they can wear shorts, then they're wearing them.
It's true.
God bless them kids. But how are you guys doing? You guys good?
Things are good.
Yeah.
Busy times.
Year is rolling by and going well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so far, so good.
Things are great in our house. We
love
are
it.
Busy as usual.
Do you guys ever have really any downtime at all, folks? Because they have 8 children and a grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have downtime? That's a good question, Tom. All right, Tammy.
So I take my downtime.
Yeah. Yeah, Tammy takes it like what she needs. She takes it. And that's part of my life plan this year is, it's definitely recognize that difference between self-honoring and selfish.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very fine line between them because somebody could think you're being selfish.
I understand.
The fact that we have to take care of ourselves first.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Or everything else will break down, you know?
There was a time period in my life where I was burning at both ends. And, you know, I learned back then that I was kind of missing out on just my family and my life.
And you.
I'm just slowing down, man.
Atta
just,
girl.
You know, just trying to take time out. And when my body feels tired, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, you actually go. Yeah, you want to go to bed pretty early.
So does Jelly.
I mean, 10:30.
8:30.
Oh,
yeah.
8:30.
Sure.
I mean,
she's out.
10:30. Yeah. But, I mean, if I'm tired before that, I'll go.
Which is
hey,
great.
Just pop in a movie, really. It's like,
yeah, put a movie
what?
In Tammy.
I've seen this movie, the beginning and the end. I don't need to see the movie.
I know how
so
it
it's
ended.
All good.
That's
yeah,
all
exactly.
She knows about movies.
That's right.
Doug, and how is your new move?
Well, I tell you, with the new move, so I went to Cornerstone Mortgage.
Right.
It's been just over a month now.
Yeah.
And it has been awesome. I love the company.
Good.
There's definitely it's funny because you drive through Chesterfield Valley and people see right at Boone's Crossing our big corporate headquarters, the big green Cornerstone Mortgage sign.
Oh, okay.
As you drive through Chesterfield Valley and it's a landmark there. Like, people really know it.
Sure.
And, you know, when they were my competition, I had to drive through there and look at it. I didn't like their sign so much. But now... Well, and it's funny because when I was choosing companies, I always knew, like, there's certain competitors that you hate to go up against because they're really good.
Right.
Anytime I went up against Cornerstone Mortgage, like, great, I know their loan officers are professionals and their rates are always really, really low.
You had to be on the ball.
I always had to be on the ball competing with them. And now being part of them, I love it.
Good for you.
Oh, it's great. I mean, Cornerstone Mortgage has been a great company. And I got on there just in time because this tsunami of refinances is starting to come.
Why?
The wave is coming because interest rates had gone up and we've spent the last probably 20 months or so above 4% basically. Okay, and all the way up 4.5%, even some people are up 4.75%, even close to 5% at times. And now this is the first time in almost 2 years that rates have been below 4%.
Beautiful.
So it's that's a big deal because you take somebody even at 4.5% that can go down into the 3s. Okay, big enough loan amount, that's a significant
dough,
savings.
Man. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So our phones have been, they're ringing off the hook because people don't want to miss out on this. And if you think of it like this, Tom, it's not how much money you're going to save.
Right.
Okay. You are losing money every month that you don't do it.
Okay.
And that's really how people have to think about it, because nobody likes to lose money.
No.
And if you really think about every month that I'm too busy and I don't actually reach out to Doug and refinance my mortgage.
Lazy, yeah.
Every month that I do that, it's costing my family extra money.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they may miss the opportunity is the worst part.
Sure, sure. Now, how can they get a hold of you?
So if somebody wants to get a hold of me to take a look at their mortgage, call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, which is 3684. We'll set up an appointment for Monday. You can call me during the week, or you can call and leave me a message now, and I will get back to you early in the
Beautiful.
Week, because you know we really don't want to miss out on this. My team helps handle a lot of the incoming calls for me too, and you know we're getting things processed through, making sure nobody misses out on this opportunity.
Beautiful.
So how long will it take me to recover my refinance costs?
Okay, so that's a good question. It depends on how you structure your loan.
Mm-hmm.
And to know how to structure the loan, I think the right questions need to be asked up front. So,
mm-hmm.
Timmy, as an example, so when you want to know how long it's going to take to recover the cost, well, it depends on how much the costs are.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the questions I always want to ask people is, how long do you plan to live in the house?
Okay. So if I said 5 years...
Right. So if you say 5 years, then my recommendation is going to be different than if you say 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or especially if you say it's going to be, you know, I get some people that think they might move in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if they're going to move in a year, should they refinance? Well, possibly, especially if they're not sure. But if we do it, we need to try to do it as a no-cost refinance,
mm-hmm.
okay, meaning that there are no closing costs. If there are no closing costs, somebody's taking a little bit higher interest rate to get a no-closing cost loan. But the break-even point is immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the higher the loan amount, the easier it is to do a no-cost refinance.
Okay.
So when you ask how long does it take to recover the cost, with a no-cost refinance, the time period is nothing. Like it's recovered in day one.
Right.
Okay, but they take a little higher interest rate. So the longer someone's going to live in a property will determine if they should pay their own closing costs and mm-hmm. not do a no-cost refinance and take a lower interest rate, or go the opposite direction and pay points in to buy mm-hmm. the rate down.
Right. And
oh, okay.
What does a point represent?
Okay, so a point is 1% of the loan amount.
Okay.
Okay, so if somebody pays extra money in, they can buy the interest rate down, and you know, so they're putting a bunch of money out up front to be able to save more money over
right.
time, and eventually they'll recover that. If they're in the loan for 30 years, then they'll really recover.
It'll be faster.
Now rarely do I recommend people pay points to buy their mortgage down.
Mm-hmm.
Like in most cases, it is not worth it.
Okay.
And here's the thing is, like, even when people think that they're going to live in their house for a long time, you know what the average time in a house is about 7 years. You know what the average time is in a loan? Just over 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So that's an interesting time period when you think about just over 3 years, because there are so many, you know, people think they're going to be in this for a long time. You know, like when people refinanced a few years ago and they made it down to the threes, or they, you know, say they're at 4%, they thought rates would go up and they'd never have another opportunity.
Sure.
They're going to be in that loan forever. Somebody might have paid a bunch of money to buy their rate down because they're never going to want to refinance it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they want to do, you know, they want to get some cash out for home improvement, or they need to consolidate some credit card debt,
yes.
or they get divorced and have to sell. All kinds of things happen where people need to get out of their loan, and they don't stay in them as long as they think they're going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, life changes, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So I guess I'll ask, when shouldn't I refinance?
When shouldn't you refinance?
Good
okay,
question.
So here are a couple scenarios where you shouldn't refinance. One is if you're already at a really low rate and the refinance isn't worth it for you.
Right.
Okay, you may not have enough equity that
mm-hmm.
doesn't allow it. Some people, their credit scores aren't in a position to make it worth it to refinance.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so there are some people, too, that let's say they had a loan before 2009, and they did a HARP refinance. Okay, the HARP refinance was a home affordable refinance program. A lot of people did it. You hear it advertised on the radio
mm-hmm,
all the time.
Yeah.
But you could only do it once. So they already did it, and they're locked into that loan that they cannot, and they may still be upside down on their property.
Okay.
So somebody like that can't refinance.
Oh, wow. Bummer.
So those are the ones that can't. Now, they never know if they can until they call.
True.
Because we can, you know, we'll sit there and review the situation. And one of my favorite things to do is to reassure people that the loan they're in is still the best for their needs
mm-hmm.
and they shouldn't refinance.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all
okay.
the time. You know, just to let people, because I don't want to refinance somebody's loan if it's not in their best interest.
Right.
You know,
well, that's it's good. Not,
well, yeah, I don't want to waste their time or mine. I'd rather tell them that.
Sure.
And then they're going to send friends and family because we're going to make sure we give them the best advice possible.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, okay, let's say I decided to go ahead and refinance. Is it cheaper just to refinance with my current lender, or should I, you know, shop it?
All right, so should you refinance with your current lender, there is virtually no advantage to refinancing with your current lender.
Okay.
Okay, somebody may say, well, they already have all my information. Well, you're going to have to turn in almost all new information even to your current lender, because now you have a whole another year of tax returns. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to give them updated pay stubs, updated bank statements.
Okay.
With any lender, you're going to have to do that. So it's most important that you go with the best lender.
Okay.
Because one of the things that happens, too, is somebody did your loan and it got sold off, and your servicer, you could go to your servicer, but they're not the one that originally did your loan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't specialize in actually doing the retail loans. You know, they're just going to have some administrative person in-house give you the advice on refinancing, and they don't even know the right questions to ask. You wouldn't believe how many people come to me that have already talked to either their current lender, or they've gone to some place that just pays an administrative person to take a loan application.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't get asked the right questions, and they frequently get really bad advice.
Yeah. So call you, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely reach out. If you want free advice on your mortgage, reach out to me. Okay, go ahead and you can text me, you can call me, we'll set up a time to talk. 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, or you can always visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com. You can use the Contact Us form on there and shoot me a message on there, too. It works. So coming up, the 10 time management mistakes that most people fall into, and you're going to hear this from the experts in time management, Tammy and I, who juggle 8 kids with many activities, a radio show, careers, many things.
You are a juggler, though, so you're pretty good at
that. Well, that is true,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good point.
Thank you.
You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle, and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.